The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to talk about the weekend sport. And first of all, we're going to talk hurling. We're joined by Clare legend Podge Collins. Podge, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you've only been waiting 11 years to have the possibility of another McCarthy Cup. But Cork have been waiting 19 years. So will hunger count in this encounter?
I don't think so, Pat. I think both teams will be equally hungry after. Regardless, it's an 11-year gap for ourselves, and Cork had to play in an All-Ireland 2 years ago. So I'd say two teams would be equally hungry, but they can't, unfortunately, get too hung up on that side of things. It's literally, just to be the old cliche, Pat, it's just another game, and both teams just have to perform to their maximum.
Yeah, I suppose the absence of Limerick and Kilkenny in the shakeout is possibly reassuring for both Cork and Clare.
Yeah, it is. And for just GA fans in general, and we see that with the football final as well, a new novel pairing, which makes it even more exciting for the neutral. And it's all week in Clare. It's impossible to get tickets, and it's just adding to the excitement. And it's probably worse down in Cork, given that their fan base. So excitement's just been building all week, and there's great colour everywhere. So massive excitement, and everyone just looking forward to what will probably be, considering the championship, we've had a great game on Sunday.
Now, if you were to cast aside your inevitable bias in favour of the banner, what should we be looking out for in the final on Sunday?
Well, probably the most interesting part of the game from the neutral is just the matchups and even the way Clare, like, will their half-back line sit? Will someone follow their Cork centre-forward, Shane Barrett? How will he match up against the Cork inside forwards who've been scoring at will? But then at the other side, like just Tony Kelly in midfield, how will Cork deal with Tony, and who's going to mark Shane O'Donnell? They're kind of the general chats I've been having all week in the build-up into the game. And until we can sit down after the match on Sunday and could analyse it, that's all we'll be talking about this week now.
Yeah. What kind of a game are we expecting from your perspective? Will it be kind of a cagey encounter, or are we going to see... do or die?
I'd say it's going to be very free-flowing, Pat. Just considering the way the two teams played, there's really this kind of man-on-man mentality between them, and it's going to be a free-flowing scoring game. It's going to be very high-scoring, I'd imagine, which will kind of add to the spectacle, and it's going to be whoever grabs those big moments, there's going to be goal chances at both ends, and it's going to be about whoever takes them at key points in the game that will probably come out on top, because there's absolutely nothing between the sides. Even though Clare have won the last three times against this side, Cork have beaten the All-Ireland champions twice, Limerick, which, like, while Clare have beaten once in the last 5 years, they haven't managed to do it consecutively or in a knockout game. So for Cork to do that, they're probably slight favourites. But
so you're trying to cast Clare in the role of the underdog?
Well, yeah, considering they are the underdog, I'm happy to do so. I'm happy to play up to that narrative. So, yeah.
All right, exactly, but Pat. No doubt you will predict a Clare win on Sunday.
Hoping for a Clare win. And really looking forward to it, and just delighted for the Clare players and management to be in that position as well, to be contesting another All-Ireland final.
Well, as you say, given the gap for you, 11 years in Cork, 19 years, great to have, I suppose, the novel pairing, as you put it, Kilkenny and Limerick not featuring this year. So it's going to be a very enjoyable match, even for the neutral spectator like myself. Podge, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks.
Now, another ball with sticks and a slightly smaller ball is underway at Troon. We're into the second day of the Open. Not a great day for Rory McIlroy.
Very disappointing yesterday, Pat. We were wondering what was going to happen after the US Open and how close he was to victory and it all imploding in the last three holes. And he has gone to Scotland the last couple of weeks to prepare very much for Royal Troon and to try and end this 10-year wait for another major championship to move on to five. And I think that wait is going to extend into an 11th year. 7 over par yesterday. Huge damage done around the turn, especially went to the postage stamp, the kind of signature hole. The par 3 took a double bogey. Got a par then on the 9th. Then he had another double bogey on the 11th when he drove it out of bounds. Drop shots again on 15 and 18. And when you're shooting in the high 70s at a time when there are scores of 5 under par and 6 under par at the top of the leaderboard, Rory McIlroy will be doing well to make the weekend, whatever about challenging this tournament.
A win is beyond him. That's at this, no matter how well he plays.
Barring a miracle. Like even last night when he was trying to stay upbeat on Sky Sports after his round, he's back out this afternoon and realistically trying to pick up maybe two or three shots. Depending on what happens with the players at the top of the leaderboard, those within 10 of the lead will make the weekend. I think Rory McIlroy will be doing well to be in that area of 5 or 6 over par. So along with Tiger Woods, I think we're not going to be seeing Rory McIlroy this weekend.
I mean, he's got to shoot well under par today to have any kind of realistic chance. Meanwhile, Shane Lowry.
Yeah, I mean, he's just after playing his second shot now in the first hole. He's in a reasonable position as he goes for the green. 5 under par yesterday, Pat, 66 to start things off. It's the first time he's gone bogey free at the Open since his third round, which was pretty much the championship winning round back at Royal Port Rush in 2019. Yeah. So good omens for him there. He enjoys playing links golf by his own admission. Won in 2009 as an amateur at the Irish Open in very difficult conditions at the Baltre. He probably won't mind if it's wet and windy in West Scotland for the rest of the week, but 500 par is a very impressive start. And it looks like, just watching his third shot here, he's well set to get a par to kick things off for today as well. Just out in course playing the first at the moment.
Now we also have other sports in action. We have the women in action in GAA and we have the Tour de France. And we have international rugby.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big weekend. As you mentioned, the Ladies Football Championship. We're into the 50th year and we've got teams now who are looking to end a famine in that as much as the hurling, where Kerry haven't won one since 1993. They're up against Armagh. That's the 7:30 game at O'Connor Park tomorrow evening. Both games on TG Carr. Repeated the league final where Armagh won by 3 points. But you would wonder, without Amy Mackin, who was their key player, who picked up an ACL injury, unfortunately. Oh. I kind of would back Kerry to win this. Kerry been to the last two All-Ireland finals but have come up short. But there is that feeling they're very close to maybe lifting the Brendan Martin Cup again. The other one is the total opposite. We've got two teams who are great form in the spring. Cork and Galway didn't go well in the league but have picked up their form now. Galway last time out scored a late goal in extra time to beat the defending champions Dublin at Parnell Park after extra time. So we know there's going to be a new champion for this year. And Kerry, having knocked out Meath, who won the last 2 years, there is a real freshness about the championship this year. And Cork, who were very impressive through the group stages, this is a repeat meeting. They were in the same group. That is the 5:15 game on Saturday evening. So difficult to call the final, but probably I'm thinking maybe Kerry Galway.
Okay, finally, the Grand Prix in Hungary. It's in the Hungaroring, and I was there one time
many years ago.
Very short straight at the start, so all the action happens on the first bend.
Okay, that's to watch out for. I mean, the fact that Max Verstappen is not running away with every single race this season has made the Formula One season all the more interesting.
It's like Limerick and Kilkenny,
I suppose, a little bit.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.